But here's what this Paul writing here says, and we want to take some time to look at this, because we see what's happening in these days. Well, in this new aid of grace, God wants all of his children to know him in his fullness. So let's read verse 16 one more time, and I may have to go back again. Verse 16 says, "For through the Son," talking about Jesus, "through the Son, everything was what? Created." Are y'all seeing it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, talk to me then.
Yes, sir.
"Both where?" Now listen, "both where? In the heavenly realm, and where? On the earth." Both in the heavenly realm and on the earth. "All that is seen," you see all these things. You see the trees, the ground, you see the stars, you see that you see all the creation, you see the buildings that been built and all the stuff that we see that. We see how to go from one place to another. We see all that. That's seen, but watch what happened. "And all that is" what? "Unseen. Every seat of" what? "Power, realm of government, principality," and what? "Authority. It was all created" how? "Through him and for him," for his purpose rather. Now watch it now. "He existed before anything was made." So nothing ever exists before him. And that's why you hear, you read in the scripture, Jesus, when he always talk about himself from his divinity or from his divine side, or from he will always say, "I am." He never say, "I was," "I'm going to be." He always will say, "I am," because eternity is always in the now. Time, there's a yesterday, there's right now, there'll be a tomorrow. But in eternity, now. It's always now. And so he said, he existed before anything was made. So Satan, with his cleverness, tried to come up with a plan to overthrow God. How are you going to overthrow somebody that knows everything? Think about it. How are you going to overpower, and stop someone that has everything? Nothing exists outside of him. In God, he is full. He's complete in everything he is. And nothing can be created outside of him, because he's the only creator. What happened? Satan took righteousness and perverted it. He twisted the truth. He twisted. That's what he did. He took something that was real and right and truth and twisted. And he became the liar. He became the deceiver. And that's what he wanted to get in this earth. He tried heaven. And like I said, he left just like that. Bang, he was out. So he wanted to, you remember when God created man? He said, "Let us make them like us." Remember that? Paraphrase. "Let us make man like us. Let us." Well, Satan couldn't get to God. He won't get the next thing to God. That's man. We are made more like God than any other creature that exists. Now think about that for a minute. We are made more like God. You don't hear God calling angels sons and daughters. You don't hear that. He called them servant, ministering spirits, angels, and so forth. They have mighty power. Don't misunderstand me. But there's no other creature in creation have been created in the class that we are created in. I'm saying all this because the Lord has something he wants to say to us tonight, okay? When you define yourself, I don't know if it's a good word, when you can discover yourself, when you can get a revelation of who you are, if you keep thinking in with the natural mind, you won't get this. You will live like the rest of the natural people. You have not gotten the full revelation of what power and authority that you carry. But in this hour, God needs some men and women to step up and come to this place of revelation that you can stop stuff. You don't have to wrestle with it. You don't have to struggle with it. Now let me back up and tell you what he said. He said, the only thing that works in the realm of the spirit that you have, the only thing that works in the realm of the spirit that I've given you is your faith. He said, but most people, too many, I said, people try to commune with me, communicate with me, and transact things, and they try to use their five natural senses, their five senses. And he said, that's natural. I created those senses to only operate in this realm. It cannot operate in this unseen realm. It's just like you will close your eyes, and then I tell you, close your eyes and look at me with your nose. See, you smell with your nose. It's impossible for you to do it. That's how impossible, even more so, for you to try to operate with God with these five senses: taste, feeling, smelling. What else? Feeling and hearing. He said, faith comes from me. That's why I said, have the faith of God. I was saying, I'm going to give you faith like me. I'm going to give you my faith. And you take my word. I'm going to give you my faith, a measure of it. You take my word, because my words are faith-filled words. And you grow your faith by exercising, feeding on the word, practicing the word, believing the word, doing the word, speaking the word. Your faith, and he said, once you learn, get a revelation of this and grow up, then you can stop things. More so than we've been doing. Amen. And people